This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 53 for Tuesday, September 10th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued to move lower at the start of Tuesday trading, following the lead of comparable oils. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are down, while Malaysian palm oil is mostly lower. Crude oil is down more than $2 US per barrel due to demand concerns. China announced on Monday it has started an anti-dumping investigation into Canadian canola imports from January 1st to December 31st, 2023. The Canadian dollar is down more than one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The November canola contract is down $9 per ton at $574.60. In the U.S., soybeans are erasing Monday's gains, with corn also going lower. However, wheat is higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 95% of the U.S. corn crop was in the dove stage, while 74% was also dented as of September 8th. The crop was also rated 29% mature, 5 points above the 5-year average, and the harvest was 5% complete, 2 points above average. Conditions were down 1 point at 64% good to excellent. In total, 836,413 tons of corn were shipped for export during the week ended September 5th, down 13.5% from the previous week, but up 31.4% from 1 year ago. First crop corn planting in Brazil's center-south region is 15% complete, compared to 17% 1 year ago. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his U.S. corn crop estimates unchanged at 182.5 bushels per acre for 15.09 billion bushels of production. The December corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.06. The USDA reported that 97% of the U.S. soybean crop was setting pods, with 25% of the crop dropping leaves, up 4 points from their 5-year average. Crop conditions were at 65% good to excellent. 345,166 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for export during the week ended September 5th, well down from last week and down 5.2% from last year. Cordonnier also left his soybean production forecasts unchanged at 53 bushels per acre and 4.57 billion bushels. China imported a record 12.14 million tons of soybeans in August. The November soybean contract is down 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.98. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is 85% complete, up 2 points from the 5-year average. Meanwhile, the winter wheat crop is 6% planted at the average pace. 586,687 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for export during the week ended September 5th, down 2.65% from last week, but up 44.15% from last year. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.76. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.82. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.13. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 10th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.